Okay, we have made it to the end, the last kina of the morning. We turn back to kina memhei. It is traditional that we conclude with the singing of Eli Tzion. We'll all unmute ourselves and we'll sing together in a moment. But now at this stage, it is traditional to offer divrei nechama. We know as the day has transitioned, we're already past chatzos. So on the one hand, paradoxically, the fires of the Beis Hamikdash were just getting started now. And then on the other hand, a number of the halachos, especially the idea of sitting on a higher chair, and the whole spirit of the day shifts a little bit to a form of nechama. And therefore, before we sing Eli Tzion, I just want to briefly share with you one story which I think encapsulates the power of Tisha B'Av and the power of Jewish memory, but most importantly, the power of Jewish resilience and the nechama that comes with it. And this is a story that Rabbi Lau includes in his famous memoir, Out of the Depths. And that's a story of a relative through marriage of his, Rebbetzin Tzila Sarotskin. You may recognize that name. Of course, the Sarotskin name is a very, very famous Lithuanian rabbinic name, most associated with the Telzer Yeshiva. I don't exactly know whose wife or whose daughter she was, but she's obviously from that Telzer dynasty. And she was herself was a Holocaust survivor. And she told of the following story, which is recounted in Rabbi Lau's book. She said, "In all of the 6 years of the war, I cried only once. I was in the most horrible of the camps. I lost my entire family. I was left all alone in a world bereft of family, broken in body and spirit. But I did not cry. I returned to my hometown and found a ghost town. Not a soul living remained. And yet I still did not cry. Someone suggested to her that she go to Lodz, where the refugees were gathered. Perhaps she'd find someone, a relative or a friend. With her last bit of strength, she traveled to Lodz in the hope of finding someone she knew. Walking through the streets as twilight approached, she suddenly heard the sounds which she recognized coming from one of the windows. She followed the sound up to a second floor ancient apartment, and in the darkness, she made out a group of boys, young boys, with pace, sitting around the table. At the head of the table sat an elderly Jew wearing a baseball cap. The children were chanting the Aleph Beis in the familiar niggun, which she remembered from her youth. She immediately began to cry, and then she passed out on the floor. A few moments later, she was revived. 'What happened to you?' they asked. 'Can we help you? Who are you? Please let us give you something to eat, something to drink.' Slowly she recovered and she explained, 'This is the first time I have cried in 6 years, but I'm not crying from pain. I cry from joy. I wandered far and wide until I reached Lodz. And finally, here in this dark room, I see Poland as it once was. I see it in its original glory. And if, after all that we have been through, all that we endured, all of our suffering, little boys with payas are sitting around a table with an elderly teacher learning the Aleph Beis, then no one can defeat us. Let me catch my breath. Let me savor the moment. I feel better than I have in years. These aren't tears of joy. These are tears of pain.' This, of course, is the indomitable spirit of the Jewish people. We have survived one Chorban and two Chorban and so many other mini Chorbanos, including so much tragedy, even in the last 70 plus years since we've returned to our homeland. But as this Rebbetzin was reminded so dramatically, as we are reminded year after year, and this is part of the Nechama of Tisha B'Av, as even when they knock us down, we get up. There is nothing as indomitable, there is nothing as eternal, and there is nothing as resilient as the Jewish people. We don't know how much longer we have to wait. We pray that our wait is almost over. We don't know, Rachman al-Islan, how much pain we have to endure during however long that wait will be. But one thing we all know, and all have incredible and supreme confidence for, whatever it is, we can do it. The Am HaNetzach is not scared even of a long journey. We have been there. We have done it. We've been knocked down, but we always get up. That's what we do. And so what we'll continue to do. And it's with that resilience that we take some measure of nechama as we all rise. And you can unmute yourselves if you'd like and join me together as we conclude today's program with the singing of Elitzion. Yeah!